It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Welcome to The Cycle Economist with David Gurwitz, a show that helps you profit from today's unstable, uncertain, volatile markets using Dr. Charles Nenner's proprietary cycle research. To get a complimentary one-month subscription, go to charlesnenner.com. That's Charles, N-E-N-N-E-R.com. Click the contact tab and tell him Carrie and David sent you. Welcome. You are listening to The Cycle Economist with David Gurwitz. I'm Carrie Lutz, and that lovely intro you were listening to is some of David's finest work. David, welcome and happy Monday.
Thank you, Carrie. How you doing? Finest work. I guess hopefully my musical skill is close to or near the skill of predicting markets week two. Hopefully it's in the same league.
Well, look, David, you know, people who learn a foreign language, people who learn a musical instrument and things of that nature are proven to be far more successful in life than those who do not. I mean, there's no disputing this. So there's a big connection between math and music. And just like you mentioned, cycles keep on reappearing in life, in color, in heat, in sound, in electricity, all these cycles, they just keep coming back. I think it's just another example, perhaps, that opens up your mind to these cycles in an unconscious level and really helps people with higher thought.
Correct. As a matter of fact, as I was watching the playoffs yesterday, I started playing piano because I was a basketball player, and the motion of my hands is up and down. Actually, Michael Jordan is quite a pianist.
Really?
And,
I wasn't aware of that.
He's a very good pianist. And I started playing piano because of music. And Charles Nenner came up with this system.
How?
Okay, great. And what he came up with is a way to figure out markets and predict them based on repeating patterns from the past, which is obviously all math. And of course, there's a lot of emotion to markets. And we think the emotion follows the math of the repeating patterns rather than the other way around. In a nutshell, that's our system, as you've seen.
Oh, yeah. In action. So the biggest stories this week, and I know the system is math-based, not media-based, but the biggest story, obviously, is the Brexit. And I think the math kind of tells the story there from what you're seeing, right?
Right. Let me read what we wrote today in the update. And again, all people who are listening, www.charlesnenner.com. If you write in and says, contact us, we send you a free month trial. And then you watch what I'm going to describe now and then decide if it works for you. Many thousands of people, it does. So we cover stocks, bonds, commodities, currencies, economic indicators. Let me just read the intro of the S&P NASDAQ piece of the update today. U.S. equities bounced off their first downside target. We did give the target where it would go. We give targets and levels. And that's kind of how the system works, not just direction, but level. When it gets to a level, it gets to a level. At that point, it either breaks it or it bounces off, but our system shows us levels, and it's really one step at a time. And we saw the strong rebound. Then we wrote, if we believe the media, then the uncertainty and the latest polls of the likelihood of a Brexit or unlikelihood have a hold on the markets, pulling them higher and lower. However, we stick to our system, looking at the overall technical model and short-term cycles that project a low by the end of June. We expect to see weakness again. So the news is the news, we think, reactions to the news, as Charles always taught me when I first started, is what's important. And we check the past history to see the reaction to the news. If people are just living off the news and trading off the news, they don't have any more information than anybody else. We think you want to predict the reaction to the news. We felt for a while there wouldn't be a Brexit. We still think that.
Yeah.
And everybody kept thinking there was. And all of a sudden it's not. And it may change in a few days. Look at the playoffs. You know, Cleveland was down 3-1 and they came back and won. Things could change, but we don't think so. And therefore, you know, we mentioned, in terms of volatility, the next item on our list, we do expect more increased volatility until for the next week, unless a number closes below 1670 on the VIX, and we change our minds. We give mostly short-term in the update. We smuggle in longer-term stuff along the way because we have traders, as you know, that do shorter-term, medium-term, and longer-term stuff, and we do mention everything in a couple of lines because those listening and those reading know attention span is a rare asset these days.
Mm-hmm. And that is very true. The average American and I would say a resident of the developed world has the attention span of a tsetse fly at this point here, David. We were talking about it ourselves. We're so inundated with junk in our email boxes. I've got like six of them because I was trying to filter stuff, getting like important things to one box, so I'll definitely look at it. It's been a dismal failure. All the crap winds up in one place anyway, and half the time I miss it. So, yeah. You know, this is what we're all faced with. So, of course, the news is the ultimate inbox of garbage because 85% of those stories are just cultivated or created by third parties. It used to be 15 to 20% of the stories were placed, but now it's 80 to 85% of the stories that the media carries are placed by interested parties, by stakeholders. So how can you believe any of those stories? And that could be government, that could be corporations, that could be individuals, it could be Paris Hilton, it could be Johnny Depp. I mean, whomever has an interest in getting a story in the I was going to say newspaper, but it's much more than that now. It's on the web, wherever. Whoever has an interest in placing a story gets it placed. So how can you trade upon information that is purely manufactured and artificial and that is agenda driven? That's created to actually help somebody fulfill somebody's agenda. It's not a wise move.
Let me say something I learned years ago from a very prominent PR person. PR, we think, is public relations. But she said, no, it stands for two other things, planned response or programmed reaction.
Yeah.
There's nothing to do with public relations. Oh. I mean, it does in a sense, but just like you said, everything is pushing the agenda. So when you see an article, as opposed, when you look at the Times or the Journal, there's op-ed, you know that's an opinion.
Yeah.
You look at the rest of the paper, you may think it's not opinion, but it is opinion because someone's pushing very hard to get their story in because that's their job. Just like here, we're trying to get our story out about what we see in terms of patterns. And as we talk about, there's a lot of noise out there. And here we think we've got a good story. Let me tell you a couple other stock things we said rather than talking about the general while we have a few minutes. We cover Sundays, we do charts on stocks, bonds, commodities, and currencies. During the week, we just cover the basic stocks, bonds, commodities, and currencies in words. And on Sunday, we put some charts to give you an idea of some things we look at. So we talked about Berkshire, and we wrote Berkshire B, cycles project more weakness for Berkshire, and a close below 137 indicates a more serious correction. Who wants to share this? We wrote with Warren Buffett. You know, we wrote McDonald's weekly cycles topped, close to giving a sell signal. Then I just want to end it with Amazon. We gave a sell signal at 715, the weekly cycles top. We give you two downside targets often, 683 and 652, and we put in a stop loss of 722. And our levels, as you know, are very precise. We don't need a 4% stop with our stuff. You could do 1.5% stop, and you get stopped out. We're happy with that. I think most people don't do that, and that's where the pain has been in most investors. I know those listening, you said thousands of people listen to these podcasts, so I would assume many people here and just thinking about stops and putting them in rather than having mental stops is not a bad idea because at the end of the day, you know you're out, and that's a comfort not to be trading down while you're down because it affects your brain and it affects your whole mood when you're down. Obviously, yeah, use a basketball analogy, down 3-1, you have to come back. If you have 100 grand and you lose 10%, if you lose 50%, you're down to 50 grand, you have to make 100% to make it even. So it's a lot better to limit your loss. And I would say that's the main reason people use our system to limit loss. They decide which of the items are areas they feel comfortable with, and they focus on those. We cover a lot because the system is all math-based, so it doesn't really matter whether it's the Aussie or the euro or the pound or the crude or nat gas or bonds or bunds or all different stocks around the world. It's just a set of numbers that we're doing various analysis to in order to come up with stuff. And obviously, Charles did it at Goldman for many years. And we have a staff that does it as a fairly large, you know, customer base. Not that many people here because, you know, we keep it tightly controlled. The system is proprietary, but we have a very large following all over. And everybody in different countries, believe, as we know, operates differently. The Europeans obviously feel more comfortable with currencies. Americans don't, as I've found. Professionals do. Sure. Obviously, the currencies are the biggest market. That's the easiest thing to play, actually, depending how FT, you know, the ETFs, options, futures, futures on ETFs, options on ETFs. There's so many ways to express everything with all their different strengths and weaknesses that we don't get into that. We just show you where we think things are going. And then every investor has its own, his own way of expressing or not, their own view or not. And we obviously have a very high, well, we don't, but I'm telling you, a very high retention rate in the newsletter. So obviously most people are happy with what we're saying, but it's markets are tough. And longer term, as you know, there's a mess coming starting next year in stocks and bonds. We think rates will be going up and stocks will be going down longer term for a while. So that's not going to leave such a pleasant set of investments. Gold, we think, is up, you know, as you and I've talked about, and you know a lot more about gold than I do. We just know how to track it maybe better.
Definitely do that.
But crude, we did call 97 top, 27 bottom, not straight. And we did call it up here. We still think it's going up to 56. We're close. You know, we've been saying this for a while. And so we think it's really important. Your listeners should just get this and have it as part of their tools. And look at other stuff also. We think it's very important, not just to depend on this, but to see this in the frame of other things. And hopefully we covered some more ground today.
Yeah, hope so. And you want to find out more, you want to get your free 1 month subscription, go over to charlesnenner.com, charlesnenner.com, and just click the contact form, send it in. You heard about us on financialsurvivalnetwork.com, and you'll start getting it right away. Trust me, it's must reading. Every Sunday, I get my installment, and then the rest comes on Monday, and then during the week. You don't want to miss it. Important info that you're not going to find anywhere else. So charlesnenner.com. David, hey, we'll talk to you next week. Be well.
I look forward, Kerry. Thank you so much.
This has been another installment of The Cycle Economist with David Gerwitz. For more information, go to charlesnenner.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.